And Kathy Dawes now, along with Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins. And I know that, of course, I guess the council met recently. You were going to share with us how that went?
I sure did. It was my first. So, you know, I kind of gingerly walked and stepped into it. But what I learned is that there's a great group of folks that make up the council. They're from all walks of life here in Kansas, and the governor, I think, has chosen well. And we're well served in Kansas by the Governor's Military Council.
Remind us again who all does serve on it. I think sometimes we lose sight of what the Governor's Military Council is all about, what it's there for, and kind of who makes it up.
Right. You know, it was birthed out of really a group of individuals that the governor put together in order to take a look at defending against the BRAC. And so now we have 26 members. They're appointed by the governor. The governor is the chairman. The lieutenant governor is the vice chairman. I serve as the executive director. We have our federal legislators that are members as well. We have four state legislators that are on there. And then we have business leaders and community leaders from Leavenworth area, Topeka area, of course, Central Flint Hills, as well as Salina with Smoky Hill, and then down into Wichita.
And I think sometimes people lose sight of it. We think only of Fort Riley because that's what we know. That's what's right here in our area. But you have to really keep up on all those different areas when it comes to the different bases and posts in the state of Kansas.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to remember that really our strength in Kansas is that we are one of the states that militarily we have a number of installations that are significant for our national security. And it's in our best interest that we work together, all those regions that are touched by the military, so that we strengthen our position here in the state of Kansas.
Well, I know, too, that the leadership summit that was held in Olathe a couple weeks ago, representatives from, you know, the Gary County, Pottawatomie, Riley County areas were all there. I know you were. You were, in fact, I think you spoke and had quite a bit to say. But just your feeling from that whole experience, too.
Sure. You know, I was blessed, of course, as the commanding general at Fort Riley to be able to address the leadership many years ago. It's a little different when you're in uniform than when you're out. But I think it, what a great initiative. I think, you know, Lyle Butler has done an incredible job of really bringing the entire Central Flint Hills into that that organization because we're all kind of connected umbilically. And then we heard not only from the military side, we also heard from K-State University. So we were looking at those organizations that have an economic impact to the Central Flint Hills region. And you know, one of the statistics that was brought up that I thought was absolutely eye-opening is that the military, the retirees, the installation here in the Central Flint Hills, it contributes 45% of the economy here in the Central Flint Hills, and that's significant.
It definitely is. I do want to remind our listeners, too, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350. Of course, I missed you last month. I was out of town at the time you were in, and you've had a couple months now under your belt. Kind of get the feel for things and how it all works.
Yeah, I think when I first came into the position, I was kind of crawling. now I would kind of say I am at least walking briskly. And so, you know, I have to temper action with wisdom. You know, I always assume that people do something because they're extremely smart. I had, of course, John Armbrust in the position before who was very, very intelligent. So as I go through, I ask the why question. But I'm learning a lot. A lot of people are providing me great information that I can use in order to facilitate the mission we have on the Governor's Military Council.
Back to your Military Council meeting that you had recently, what is the next step for the group? I'm sure during that meeting you came up with some things, and just if you don't mind sharing more specifically
sure.
what you got
sure.
into.
You know, one of the things that was brought up is soldiers, for example. We have a thing here in Kansas where we have plenty of work, plenty of jobs. We have soldiers that are leaving the force, both through retirement and separation. Some of those, for example, I'll use as a truck driver, an 88 Mike. He has millions of miles operating a truck, but when he gets out, he has to go through a full course of instruction to get his CDL license, commercial trucking license, when in fact probably the only course of instruction he really needs is to transition from an automatic transmission maybe to a standard transmission. So that was one of the things that was brought up, is how do we facilitate work with our civilian counterparts in the education system to reduce the time it takes to certify some of these individuals. Kansas has other issues as well. We have nurses, for example. I had a vignette that was brought to me. We have a doctor that works in one of our hospitals. He's military. His wife's from out of state. She came here. She's a nurse. And she cannot practice as a nurse in the state of Kansas. So she travels to Missouri, for example, because Missouri basically accepts her accreditation, gives her accreditation. We got to work hard on those things. You know, we need to keep that intellectual capital in Kansas. We need to take those skills and apply them in Kansas. And so that's something we're taking on. The governor says that we need to come together, develop an action plan, a way forward. And that's what the council is going to do.
And I'm sure, you know, you have interactions with state legislators, too. I'm guessing that's pretty crucial to what you do also.
Absolutely. You know, we're blessed here in Central Flint Hills. They are very active. They're very in touch, very attuned, and they don't hesitate to pick up a phone and call. So I feel very fortunate. And a number of these things that we're working on, these action plans that we're developing, takes us from a defensive posture, which is how we kind of approach BRAC, and kind of gets us in an offensive posture. Because I believe personally the best defense you have is an offense.
And I'm guessing, too, that, you know, all these different bases and posts, we need to work together. So all too often I think we feel a little competitive, you know, to some extent. But we really, in order to make it work and make some of these changes, I'm guessing you need that teamwork effort almost amongst all your different groups.
Absolutely. You know, we in the service are like every other organization. We're parochial, you know. But when you take a look at the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy, the Coast Guard, and the Army, we're all brothers and sisters. And we have to work together. The parochialism, there's no place for it. We can really, like I said, from a joint perspective, accomplish more than doing it individually.
And there's so many issues involved, too, as you were talking about working and trying to work from the civilian counterpart side of things, too. And there's, I'm sure, all sorts of different partnerships you're having to develop along the way also.
That's right. Not only out in the civilian, but also federal and state. For example, Antonio Suave, who is the new he's the Secretary of Commerce for the state of Kansas. What a lot of energy he has to try to work with the military, specifically, in Wichita and Fort Riley and at Leavenworth. When those soldiers come out, we're trying to work a system that facilitates a smooth transition from uniform into a coat and tie or blue jeans, whatever that happens to be. And he has really worked hard to do that. So that partnership is a mutual thing because we need more workforce in Kansas, people, and to fill positions. And so it facilitates, I think, a win-win.
Now, see, and I wouldn't have even thought about the Secretary of Commerce being involved in that kind of thing. So that just shows you all the different interactions and the importance of them at all different levels of government, in fact.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I didn't realize it as well. When I took this job, I didn't realize how many meetings you go to. It really is a coming and going type thing. But I really appreciate it because it gives me insight into all the people who are rowing really hard to support our servicemen and women, veterans, and their families.
Any other surprises from the job? And I imagine you do kind of find yourself coming and going all the time to different things. But making presentations to groups, that kind of thing,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure,
I mean,
too.
When I was a young captain, we had Harvard Graphics. That some people don't even know what Harvard Graphics is. Now we're at PowerPoint. And so when I try to make slides, I used to have people. So one of the epiphanies I have come to know is now managing my own calendar, managing my telephone calls. So to all those people out there that think that that I've blown them off or I have not answered their, just please bear with me. Send me another note because I'm probably not managing my phone very well.
Very good. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? It is about 9:43. And again, we have with us today Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins. And again, 537-1350 if you have questions or comments for him today. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.